Hi, it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on a potential new series with Scarlett Johansson. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So if we look back at Black Widow within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, obviously they killed the character off in Avengers Endgame, but they brought her back for like a prequel in Black Widow. Now that film was released kind of in the middle of the pandemic, and so therefore they put it out in cinemas, but it didn't make a huge amount of money compared to previous movies. But they also put it out onto Disney Plus Premier Access, which was an experimental system that they put in place to try and see if people would buy movies at a premium. And I thought it was a good little system at the time, and it kind of got around the fact of people not being able to go to cinemas. But it kind of been a huge success because they got rid of it and they've not brought it back. But there were some issues that came about from that event, because after the movie had been released, Scarlett Johansson put in a lawsuit against Disney claiming that they breached a contract and cost her millions of dollars, because in the contract it stated that it was going to be exclusive to theatres, and obviously that represented how much money she was going to make, etc. And Disney ended up putting out a really bad like comment about the fact that, you know, she was risking her life with like COVID and everything that was going on, and that she'd earned $20 million from the movie. However, a couple of months later, all of that got squared away, and the problem magically went away with an estimated $40 million payout. Along with that, they said that they'll be continuing to work with Scarlett Johansson, and there's been a number of different projects she's been linked to, including a Tower of Terror film for Disney or Disney Plus, but also an untitled Marvel project. Now, we haven't really heard anything more about it. She did talk about it last year during a press event for her Asteroid City movie, saying that things were all slowing down. It was still ongoing, but because of all the strikes, and obviously then the actors went on strike. So everything's just kind of just simmered out. Now, we've not really heard too much more about it. However, according to the Marvel Studios creative executive Courtney Baker's LinkedIn page, she served as an executive on the upcoming untitled Scarlett Johansson series for Disney+. She's previously worked on the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, in addition to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and other stuff. Now, as of yet, we do not know what this project is. Is it a Black Widow series where she's going to be in it? Is it just going to be a flashback series with looking at some other characters from within like the Black Widow universe? Is it Yenna? Sort of, are they going to continue her story in there, maybe after Thunderbolts? Or is it an animated series? Or is it completely something separate, nothing to do with it, and sort of Scarlett Johansson is just a sort of executive on there, extra money and also just being involved in it and just doing something a little bit different? So we don't yet know, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be hearing much about this for a while. Obviously, we've got D23 coming up in August. If they were going to announce anything, that might be a good time to kind of give us a little bit of an update on the current like timeline of what things are coming, because things are all over the place. And with Disney kind of cutting back on how much Marvel content it's making, maybe like a Black Widow series, maybe not be at the height of what they want to do right now. Maybe it's just been bumped back a few years, and therefore that's why we've not heard anything about it. But yeah, so at least we know something has been going on. There's been some development on it, whether or not that was part of the deal with the lawsuit being dropped. But yeah, so I think overall, hopefully things are still moving along with it. As we said, these kind of projects can sort of sometimes linger around for years with them working on it. And I think obviously the strikes of last year kind of put like a big dent in it. Plus, let's be honest, Marvel have just drastically hit the brakes. And so if something was scheduled to be coming out around, and you think back in like 2021, 2022, when all this stuff was going through in the courts, I don't think it even got to courts, but they were still like full ahead on Disney Plus. Now everything's been pulled back. Hopefully we get an update on it soon, but who knows, we might not even see it. But yeah, so she's definitely working on something for Disney Plus. Just don't know what it is. But what do you think it is? Do you think it's Black Widow? Do you think it's Yenna? Do you think it's animated? Do you think it's something completely separate? Love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.